Hello, everyone. This is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about using the power of your subconscious mind. Yes, the power of your subconscious mind. So many of us have not realized the power of our minds and how we can program them to bring about the success and happiness, health and prosperity that we desire. Well, when you begin to think the right way, your subconscious mind is going to accept what you claim to be true and manifest it in your life. So let's get started. You know, we each have a mind, and we should learn how to use them. There are two levels of our minds, and that's the conscious level, known as the rational level, and there's the subconscious level, which is the irrational level. And you think with your conscious mind, and whatever you habitually think sinks down into your subconscious part of your mind, and that creates according to the nature of your thoughts. See, the subconscious part of your mind is the seat of your emotions, and that's your creative center. So if you think good, good will come about in your life. And if you think bad or negative, negative will follow. That's just the way the mind works, because that subconscious part of your mind doesn't reason. It accepts an idea as it's fed into the subconscious, and it'll begin to execute whatever it is that you tell it. So remember that the law of the subconscious works for good and bad alike. So whatever kind of ideas you put in there, that's what it's going to work on. So when it's applied in a negative way, that's going to be the cause of your failure and your frustration and your unhappiness. And so when we think habitually, we want to habitually think in a harmonious way, in a constructive way, so that we can experience health and success and prosperity in our outward life. We want it to manifest in our lives. See, peace of mind and a healthy body are inevitable when you begin to think and feel in the right way. And you say, well, what is the right way? Well, that's the positive way. And while it might seem a little unnatural to many of us, because we've been programmed all of our lives by parents and adults to think that we're not good enough, or we can't do something, or that success is not to be ours. So we have to change that thinking. We have to claim mentally what it is that we want, so that the subconscious mind will actually accept it and bring it forth into our experience. The only thing necessary for you to do is to get your subconscious mind to accept your idea. And the way you do that is through repetition. So if you have been constantly or repeatedly talking to yourself in a negative way, your subconscious mind is working on that. So you must be conscious and aware in order to start programming your mind to create health and to create the peace and to create the position, the financial wealth, or whatever it is you want. See, you give the command, and your subconscious faithfully reproduces the idea that you impress upon it. The law of your mind is this: you will get a reaction or a response from your subconscious according to the nature of the thought or idea that you hold in your conscious mind. When thoughts are conveyed to your subconscious mind, impressions are made in the brain cells. And as soon as your subconscious accepts any idea, it proceeds to put it into effect immediately. It works by association of ideas and uses every bit of knowledge that you've gathered in your lifetime to bring about its purpose. It draws on the power and the energy and the wisdom within you. It lines up all the laws of nature to get its way. And sometimes it seems to bring about an immediate solution to your difficulties. But at other times, it takes days, weeks, months, yes, it will take a long time sometimes, but you must just keep doing the affirmation. So what is an affirmation, you say? Well, an affirmation is where we affirm that something is true. We state something positively, and we affirm that it is true for us. So, like when I was sick with cancer, I affirmed every day that I was in perfect health. I was in perfect health. I refused to say my cancer. I always referred to it as the cancer. The cancer is gone. I am in perfect health. So those are affirmations, even when at the time it may not be the way it is. The subconscious mind needs to believe it is the way it is. So you have to tell it, this is the way it is. I am in perfect health. That's an affirmation. I am in perfect health. I am in perfect health. You don't say, I am getting better every day, because getting better puts it out there in the future. So you say, I am in perfect health now, so that the subconscious mind believes that and starts to work on it. And it may not give you perfect health today. It took me 7.5 months. Now, that might be a long time to some people, but when you have cancer, you have to remember that you can be well. You can get over it. And so I did everything I was told by the doctors, and I affirmed, I affirmed, I affirmed. And my subconscious mind believed it. You must remember that your conscious and your subconscious minds are not two minds. They're actually parts of the same mind. They're areas or spheres of activity that's within your mind. So your conscious mind is the reasoning part of your mind. It's that phase of mind which makes your choices. And that's what this show is all about, choices. The conscious mind chooses the way you think, the books you read, where you live, who your partner is. You do all of that with your conscious mind. That's where your decisions are made, the conscious part of your mind. And then, on the other hand, without any conscious choice, any consciousness on the part of you, your body keeps functioning automatically. You don't do anything to make your heart work or your circulation go or your breathing happen. Well, unless you're holding your breath, it'll stop happening. But we do that automatically. That's what the subconscious part of the mind does. It digests your food. It takes care of your health. It does all of those things that process something independent of your conscious control. So your subconscious mind will accept what is impressed on it or what you consciously believe. You see, it doesn't reason things out. It just functions. And it's not going to argue with you. Your subconscious mind is like soil, which accepts any kind of seed. You put the seed into the dirt, into the soil, and good or bad, it's going to grow. So let's say it's a seed for a beautiful flower. It's going to grow. But what if it's a seed for a weed? That's going to grow too. There's no difference. And that's how your thoughts are. Your thoughts might be likened to these seeds, that you plant negative, destructive thoughts in your mind, and it's going to grow. And in due time, it'll come forth in an outward experience. Or you can plant positive, healthy, successful, abundant thoughts in your mind, and those will also grow. And then your outer life will correspond with those. So remember that your subconscious mind is not engaged in proving whether your thoughts are good or whether your thoughts are bad, true or false. But it responds according to the nature of your thoughts or to the suggestions that you give it. If you consciously assume something is true, even though it may be false, your subconscious mind will accept it as true and proceed to bring about results which must necessarily follow. because you consciously assumed it to be true. Now, think about this. There have been a lot of experiments by psychologists and psychiatrists and hypnotists where they actually tell someone under a hypnotic state that they are someone other than who they are, that they may be a cat or a dog, or that they may have a cold or their back itches, or that they're freezing. So when they're given those suggestions, when they're under hypnosis, the subconscious mind makes those true for that person. They start to illustrate and show what it is that they've been told that they are doing or believing at that time, because somehow that hypnotist or psychologist or psychiatrist has tapped into the subconscious mind. And so the subconscious mind causes the person to act out what it is that they're told. This is Judy Mario, and today we are talking about using the power of your subconscious mind here on Choices. This show is programmed after my book. The book is entitled You're More Than Enough, and we discuss many of the subjects that we talk about in the book. You're More Than Enough is my award-winning book on self-esteem, and I also am the author of 10 other books on similar subjects, but they all have that underlying theme of self-esteem. So if you're participating in this program today and you want to contact me or you have a question for me, you can reach me at judy@judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, judy@judymorio.com. And so you can find out much more about my books, about the subjects that we discuss, and also about our new online magazine, Choices. And that's free of charge to you anytime that you'd like to take a look at it. You can just go to my website, judy@judymorio.com, and sign up for my free newsletter, and we'll get you the link to that magazine. I think you'll love it. It's got articles written by at least 15 different authors every month, and these are people who write in our Life Choices books. They've written some incredible self-esteem and some articles on how to use the power of your mind and how to be healthier. So just go on there and see what you can find and sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you an audio recording right away. And be sure to like me on Facebook, too, while you're at it, if you would, please. And let's just continue with our show today. We are talking about using the power of your subconscious mind to make your life successful, happy, healthy, and to obtain the prosperity that you desire. See, your subconscious mind cannot argue controversially. If you give it the wrong suggestions, it's going to accept them as true, and it will proceed to pass them on as conditions or experiences or events. And all the things that have happened to you based on your thoughts that you impressed on your subconscious mind through your beliefs. So if you conveyed erroneous concepts to your subconscious mind, the method to overcome them is by repetition of constructive thoughts, frequently repeated, repetition, which your subconscious mind will accept and then form new and healthy habits of thought and new and healthy habits of your life, because your subconscious mind is the seat of habit. So this habitual thinking of your conscious mind establishes very deep grooves in your subconscious, and this is very favorable for you if your habitual thoughts are harmonious and peaceful and constructive. These are your affirmations. This is where you want to every day affirm that you are having a good life, that you are happy, that you are healthy, that you are prosperous, and that you are successful. And you need to do that by attaching positive words to the words, I am. Your subconscious mind is amenable to suggestion, And as you know, your subconscious mind doesn't make comparisons or contrasts, nor does it reason or think things out for itself. So that's why you have to tell it, I am happy, I am healthy, I am prosperous, I am at my perfect weight. Whatever it is that you desire to be, you must add the positive terminology to the words, I am. You see, that subconscious mind doesn't show a preference for one course of action over another. And if you go around talking negative to yourself, it's just going to believe that that's what you want to happen. So you have to stop that negative talking. And you have to make sure that you program your mind to do and be and feel what it is you want it to do and be and feel. The dictionary says that a suggestion is the act or instance of putting something into one's mind. The mental process by which the thought or idea suggested is entertained, accepted, and put into effect. Now, remember that a suggestion cannot impose something on the subconscious mind against the will of the conscious mind. In other words, your conscious mind has the power to reject the suggestion that is given. And each of us has our own fears, beliefs, opinions, and inner assumptions, which basically rule our lives. And a suggestion has no power in and of itself, except when it is accepted mentally by you. This causes your subconscious powers to flow in a limited and restricted way according to the nature of the suggestion. So if you believe you're going to get well, you'll get well. Your subconscious mind will believe what you tell it. But if you believe that there's no hope, that you're not going to get anywhere, well, guess what? That fear sets in. And the subconscious mind will accept that negative auto-suggestion as a request and proceed to manifest it. And they'll bring it into your experience. So you've got to program your mind and be more positive about what it is you want. I mean, 3 times a day, sit down in your room, isolate yourself, and sit down in an armchair, relax your body, close your eyes, still your mind, and talk positive to yourself. Repeat your statement quietly and with feeling 5 to 10 times at each time you sit down. Do it every single day. And you know what? Before long, you'll feel more confident. You'll feel like you are improving. You are becoming what it is that you want. Whether it's your memory is improving every day, say to yourself, my memory is improving every day. I shall always remember whatever I need to know at every moment of time and every point of space. Maybe it's that you need to overcome a nasty disposition or a nasty temper. You might want to say something like, every day I am becoming more and more loving and understanding. I am now becoming the center of good cheer or goodwill to all of those people around me. See, we have to talk positive to ourselves and say what it is that we want to believe, because that repetition will cause the mind to eventually start to believe it. And you need to do this for at least 21 days. It takes the mind at least 21 days to accept the new thoughts. Because you see, from infancy, we were given so many negative suggestions. We didn't know how to get rid of them. We didn't know how to override them, and we just unconsciously accepted them. I bet you heard you can't a million times. Or how about you'll never amount to anything? Or you're going to fail. Or you haven't got a chance. You come from the wrong part of town, or you're all wrong. I know that I heard so many things like, it's no use, it's not what you know, but who you know, nobody cares, why are you trying so hard? And even things like, you're too old, or things are just getting worse and worse, life is getting worse and worse, the economy is getting worse and worse, you can't win, pretty soon you're going to be bankrupt, watch out, you're going to get it, you can't trust a soul in this world. Now, have you heard those things? I'm sure you have. Unless, as an adult, you start to use constructive autosuggestion, which is a reconditioning therapy, the impressions that were made on you in the past can cause behavior patterns that cause failure in your personal and social life. Autosuggestion is a means releasing you from the mass of negative verbal conditioning that might otherwise distort your life pattern, making the development of good habits difficult. So, start doing your affirmations. That's autosuggestion. You are suggesting automatically to your brain. You do it every single day. Every day you must do this. And you can counteract these negative suggestions. I mean, if you pick up the paper any day or you listen to the news or the radio on TV, you can hear all kinds of stories about fear and worry and anxiety and impending doom. And if you accept that, those thoughts could cause you to lose any will that you have to be positive, any will for getting the things you want in life. Knowing that you can reject all these negative suggestions by giving your subconscious mind constructive thoughts and affirmations, you can counteract all of these destructive ideas. You can. Check regularly on the negative suggestions that people make to you. Just listen to what people around you say. You know, in the average workplace, we hear a minimum of 5 negative statements every hour. If you think about that in an 8-hour workday, that is a minimum of 40 negative statements a day that we hear. And, you know, we hear a lot of negative statements at home, too. We hear things from our parents, our friends, our relatives, our teachers, and our associates that, I mean, it's just amazing how much negative stuff is input into our environment every single day. And a lot of that is caused because other people want us to think and feel and act as they want us to, and in ways that are to their advantage rather than to our own advantage. So you can counterattack that by starting to do your affirmations. You can start to say more positive things to yourself. I mean, if you stop and think about it, it takes between 14 and 20 positive statements to overcome the effects of one negative statement. So there you go. You're getting those 40 a day. Wow. That's what? That you need about 800 positives to overcome the negative. You need to be talking to yourself positive every single day. Just talk positive to yourself over and over and over. You say these statements. I know people think I'm crazy because I do it, but I've got to stay positive. I've got to be going forward. I want my life to be what I want it to be. I want it to be exciting and adventurous and full of success, and it is, and it's because my dad taught me to do this when I was 16 years old, and my mother emphasized on me that I could be and do and have whatever I wanted if I would just stay positive and stay focused forward. And this is what you have to do. See, your subconscious mind is wise, and it knows the answers to all of your questions. It doesn't argue with you or talk back to you. It doesn't say, you can't tell me that. It doesn't say, you can't do that. Your subconscious mind doesn't do that. Your subconscious mind says, okay. So when you say, I'm too old, or I'm too fat, or I can't meet this, or I can't do this, or I was born on the wrong side of the track, your subconscious mind says, okay. So why are you telling it those things? Tell it the things that you want it to say okay to. Say to yourself, I'm young and I'm attractive and I'm healthy and I'm happy and I can do this and I can meet this obligation. And in spite of where I was born, I can be, do, and have anything I want. You see, tell it what you want it to say okay to so it'll say okay. You don't want to keep blocking your own good, bringing about lack, limitation, and frustration. You want to tell it the things that you want it to believe. So, to realize your desires and overcome your frustrations, affirm boldly several times a day. The infinite intelligence which gave me this desire leads, guides, and reveals to me the perfect plan for unfolding of my desire. Let me do that again for you. The infinite intelligence which gave me this desire leads, guides, and reveals to me the perfect plan for the unfolding of my desire. See, you have to tell yourself that your subconscious will respond, but it expects you to come to a decision and to a true judgment in your conscious mind. You must acknowledge the answer is in your subconscious mind. If you say, I don't think there's any way out, I'm all mixed up and confused, why don't I get an answer? Then, again, it's going to say, okay. So relax, let go, and quietly affirm, my subconscious mind knows the answer. It is responding to me now. I give thanks because I know the infinite intelligence of my subconscious knows all things and is revealing the perfect answer to me now. So start thinking good, and good will follow. This is so very important to us. Think good, and good will follow. Your subconscious mind does not argue with you. It accepts what your conscious mind decrees, and you have the power to choose. You have the power to choose. Choose health. Choose happiness. Choose prosperity. Choose success. Choose to be cooperative, joyous, friendly, lovable, and the whole world will respond to you. The whole world will respond. Choose to believe that something good can happen and is happening now. Your greatest power is your capacity to choose. Choose happiness and abundance. You have the power to choose how you react and whether or not you react or respond to all things. Choose your own thoughts and make your own decisions. Choose life. Choose love. Choose health. Choose happiness. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. And listeners, I want you to know that I always want to talk about whatever it is that you would like to hear. So please contact me, Judy@JudyMario.com, and let me know what things you would like me to cover on this show, Choices. And while you're over there at my website, judymario.com, sign up for our free newsletter. We send out the newsletter once a month, and it has some very positive information, which will help you make the kind of choices that you want to make in your life. And with that newsletter, when you sign up, we will send you a recording, an audio recording of Realize Who You Are. And that's one of the most important things that we can all do, is to learn to realize who we are and what we have to offer. You know, you are more than you think you are, and it's time that you start to realize it. So if after participating with me today, if after listening to me today, you would like to know more, please go to my website, judy@judymario.com, and you can sign up for our Choices magazine, and that Choices magazine will give you tips and techniques for always building a better tomorrow. This is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about using the power of your subconscious mind. I hope you'll come back and join me again tomorrow and every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you are more than enough.